It's time now for How You Built That. And for a few moments, I want you to imagine the secret life of an outdoor cat.
So an outdoor cat that's not being fed by a human, they will spend 80% of their waking hours hunting for food.
This is veterinarian Liz Bales.
Where they hunt, catch, then play with their prey, and then eat that small meal.
And that small meal is probably a mouse. And if you're a cat just roaming around in the wild, you might eat several mice a day. But when it comes to indoor cats,
they'll wake you up at 4, 5, or 6 in the morning to be fed. They gobble up their food and vomit it back up. They can be aggressive or destructive.
Anyway, Liz says all of this is because indoor cats get stressed out when they can't hunt and kill their food.
So even if your cat has never lived outside, Mother Nature has ingrained that predatory behavior, that need into it, and it wants to recreate it.
Okay, but how? How do you recreate the hunting experience in, say, your one-bedroom apartment with a totally spoiled indoor cat? Well, the answer to that question just kind of came to Liz a few years ago when she was driving home from a veterinary conference.
I mean, it was pretty instantaneous. So from the time I drove home, I drew it in, 5 minutes.
And what she drew was mice.
5 little mice that had a fabric exterior so the cat could use their teeth and claws in the play part of it if they wanted to. And inside would be that little mouse-sized portion of food. It's really only 30 or 35 calories per portion of food that a cat needs at a time.
But the important thing is you wouldn't just plunk these mice down where the cat's food bowl is supposed to be. You would hide them in different parts of the house.
And then they really start hunting, and they maybe will get down, in that preying position where their front feet are lower than their butt and go running around looking for it. It's really fun.
Anyway, at this point came all of the typical stops on the entrepreneurial journey.
So the very next day, I'm walking past
like
that
a totally chance meeting at a neighbor's house with the most perfect person you could imagine.
And he said, I am an inventor and a medical device manufacturer. And I said, well, you need to sit down.
And then Liz took on some partners and worked on the first design.
And my partner Sue and I sewed it ourselves in her kitchen with her mother's sewing machine.
She tried out the first prototype.
I would go to my colleagues at work and say, hey, take this one home, see what your cat thinks of it. And so we had.
Then, of course, she raised some money. $136,000 to be exact.
Day 4 of Kickstarter, when we met our goal, and we all were on the phone together when we hit the number, and that was super fun.
And then she went to a big industry conference and got a lot of buzz.
It's the largest pet product convention in America, and they have a new product category, and gosh darn it, we won.
But of course, during this whole happy-sounding journey, Liz was also experiencing a ton of stress.
Oh, sleepless nights. Many.
And one of the biggest issues, as always, was money.
Money goes lightning fast. Each spend for the website, for the packaging, for a designer, is it a good spend? Are we doing the right thing? And where am I going to get more money from? And it's a lot of worry.
But things have now kind of settled down for Liz. Since launching the cat feeder in 2016, she's gotten it onto Amazon and Chewy.com and into small pet stores across the country. And she just partnered with a pet supply distributor that's working to get her product overseas. And all that is great, but Liz actually has bigger ambitions. She wants to completely change the way our cats eat, one plastic mouse at a time.
There's 96 million cats living in homes in America. And most of those cats are still eating from bowls. But if we can really get people to understand cat behavior and have the tools to change it in their homes, this is the opportunity of a lifetime.
That's veterinarian Liz Bales from Philadelphia. Liz has now put her veterinary practice on hold to manage her business full time. It's called Doc and Phoebe's Cat Company. Her product is called the Indoor Hunting Feeder. And if you want to find out more about it or hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org. We love hearing what you're building.